The Voice of Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Matthew 6:19-24. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body is full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Some would tend to start a new paragraph at verse 22, seeing no apparent connection between laying up treasures in heaven and the explanation of the good and bad eye. Actually, in Hebrew, there is an obvious correlation. To see this, let's go to Proverbs 22, verse 9. He who is generous will be blessed, for he gives some of his food to the poor. The word, or rather words, translated here as generous are tov ein, or simply good eye. That's right, in Israel, someone who has a good eye is known to be big-hearted, open-handed, and charitable. On the other hand, an evil eye is associated with stinginess and seeking after personal gain, as we see in Proverbs 28, verse 22. A man with an evil eye hastens after wealth and does not know that want will come upon him. Actually, the book of Proverbs has quite a lot to say about the subject of riches, generosity, and tight-fistedness. Let's look at just a few of them, starting with Proverbs 23, verse 4. Do not weary yourself to gain wealth. Cease from your consideration of it. When you set your eyes on it, it is gone. For wealth certainly makes itself wings, like an eagle that flies toward the heavens. In other words, don't even think about it. This coincides very well with Yeshua's advice not to lay up treasures here on earth. Now, having established that we are not to run after riches, they may nevertheless come to us, as we see in Proverbs 10, verse 22. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. This is mentioned again in Proverbs 28, verse 20. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Another good verse is Proverbs 28, verse 6. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked, though he be rich. I suppose many of us dream of being rich. The question is, how did we get our assets, and what do we do with our treasures once we get them? If we have a good eye, we will be looking towards blessing others, and will in turn receive an even greater reward. Imagine the interest on our account open in heaven's bank. Semi-annual returns on an eternal deposit might add up to quite a fortune. Even if we invest a small portion of the money, talents, or time we do have available, our barns will be full and our hearts will be right. To end on a note of measured balance, I'll read one more passage from Proverbs 22, verse 2. The rich and poor have a common bond. The Lord is the maker of them all. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.
Oh, dear Lord. You made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune?
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. All day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba dibba 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 dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with a real wooden floors below.